Good weekend to you, my Walking with Jesus friends. This is the final weekend for 2024, and I wonder what you see as you look back over the path of your life the past 52 weeks. I have no doubt your journey this past year, like mine and everyone, has had unexpected twists and turns, storms filled with anxiety and maybe great loss and pain, as well as times of smooth sailing with great joy. That's the reality of life for all of us, isn't it? But here's the question we all need to ponder this weekend. What was God's purpose as He watched over your life and worked in your life and walked this year with you? How are you different today than you were 1 year ago? Today, let's join Joseph and Mary as they take infant Jesus to Jerusalem for the first time for a very significant life-changing experience in the temple. I wonder if they were contemplating the very question I just asked you. Oh my, so much had changed for them in less than 1 year. The story is found in Luke chapter 2, verse 22 to 38. The modern idea of maternity leave for working mothers may have found its roots here. Did you know that? Luke 2, verse 22 says, "When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord." Two significant things are happening here. We discussed the consecration of the firstborn son yesterday. Now for Mary, this matter of purification rites, which may be the root of modern-day maternity leave. Unlike the birth attitudes of other people, for God's people Israel, a Jewish mother was required to stay at home with her child after childbirth for an extended and specified period of time. Leviticus chapter 12 has those details. God knew the unique and intimate relationship between a mother and her baby would develop during pregnancy, and those first weeks after childbirth were essential for both baby and mother to fully appreciate the miracle God performed and build an inseparable bond between them. Have you noticed that a powerful scheme of the dark kingdom is exactly the opposite? Seeking to numb mothers from cherishing and praying for the baby developing in their womb, or even consider looking for those who would help her kill her baby even before birth. As Joseph and Mary walked those 6 miles from Bethlehem to Jerusalem that day, I doubt any words or song could fully express the overwhelming awe of God they were feeling as they reflected on what they had experienced thus far since their first angelic visits explaining Mary's miraculous pregnancy and the true identity of this baby, Emmanuel, or his life mission as Savior to the world. Coming from the south, the temple could be seen rising above the hills from a long distance away, and it may have caused Joseph and Mary to stop and simply stand in awe, gazing at it, remembering that Abraham had come this way to this very place when he brought Isaac here to Mount Moriah for the first time, preparing to sacrifice him in obedience to the Lord, according to Genesis 22. Perhaps, as they approached the temple steps, they paused to reflect on the story of King David bringing the Ark of the Covenant to this place for the first time, 1 Chronicles 15. And as they entered the great temple, I'm sure their hearts leaped to think of King Solomon's dedication of the first temple built here, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, and then God's mercy in allowing his people to come back from Babylon exile to rebuild this second temple into which Joseph and Mary now walked, Ezra chapter 6. Joseph and Mary joyfully and gratefully brought infant Jesus into the temple that day, and also the sacrifice required, which reflected their humble lifestyle, according to Leviticus chapter 12, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. We can assume the temple courts were filled with many people. As Joseph and Mary stood looking for a priest who would help them in their private ceremony of consecrating little Jesus to the Lord, as well as Mary's purification rites, suddenly they were approached by an old man I assume they'd never seen before. Luke, as led by the Holy Spirit, describes this unusual man. "Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Holy Spirit, Simeon went into the temple courts. Luke chapter 2. Freeze this moment in time, my friends, and put yourself there. Can you imagine the excitement in heaven as Simeon, Joseph, and Mary, carrying infant Jesus, are approaching each other for this long-awaited but unexpected rendezvous? Would you consider, my friends, this is how God orchestrates those unexpected encounters you and I have, which turn out to be significant in our lives. Ponder that for a few seconds. Remember when you saw your spouse for the very first time? Luke continues, when Joseph and Mary brought the infant Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. Luke 2, 27-31. For a moment, I'm sure Joseph and Mary were stunned at this scene. Who was this man? How did he know the true identity of miraculous infant Jesus? What would be the eventual fulfillment of these remarkable words which he had just proclaimed over them? Before Joseph and Mary could verbalize their questions, it appears Simeon spoke directly to them with God-given insight into what the future would hold. This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. Luke chapter 2. Looking back from our perspective 2,000 years later, oh my, how true these words are. Yes, then and ever since, many people's lives have been profoundly impacted by Jesus, both Jews and Gentiles. Is it safe to say no one person in all history has had more impact on human history than Jesus? And yes, the hidden thoughts of many hearts have been revealed as they encounter Jesus, both during Jesus' lifetime there in Israel and over the centuries since, all over the world. And yes, dear Mary did suffer greatly as she watched the violent rejection of her son Jesus, especially by the very people who claimed to be looking for Messiah's coming. Seems to me this is a very good place for us to pause and spend the last weekend in 2024. How many times this year did you see God orchestrate events or encounters in your life journey? How many times did God protect you from disaster or accident? How many times did God provide just what you needed and when you needed it? And most of all, what have been the results of your walk with Jesus this year? I invite you to wander around the great temple area this weekend and reflect on what God has been doing in your life this year, my friends, and what he might be planning for our 2025.